coming out of the Great Depression. Over in Europe there, with rising aggression, we like to complain about our government now. It's hard to believe it could be worse somehow. But back in 39, there were bigger warning signs. Actual Nazis, not just losers with signs. On September 1st of that fateful year, an invasion happened, which many had feared. Continent conquered by a killing machine, like lighting a match in a vat of kerosene. Many here said we just can't get involved, and that it's not our problem, and it'll never be solved. But FDR bent the rules to help the Brits, as they were being bombed in an aerial blitz. Oh. Slaughtered like cattle, let the dogs of war loose and the sabers rattle. It takes more than just John Wayne standing tall in the saddle. The next 4 years were horrible ones, the fate of the world at the mercy of the guns. It finally ended in 1945, so many never made it out alive. So what are the lessons? Well, that's a long story. Maybe the last time that America fought for glory. 80 years is just a couple generations, close enough to feel echoes and vibrations. And just so you know, before you change the station, the political party then who wanted isolation, who wanted to ignore the war cloud storms, had its head in the sand now as the planet warms. Just to make that charge bit more specific, and not to take away from a wartime so horrific. War is just one way for many people to die. Just wait until the ocean continues to rise.